Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. A gentleman called Lawrence Barton. Now, Lawrence is the director of Birmingham Pride and also owns the Nightingale Club in Birmingham. Now, I was just saying to Lawrence off air that it's been a long time since I've been in there and bopped the night away. But the Nightingale are doing something very, very special in relation to the fight against COVID. And Lawrence joins me on the line to tell me about that. Good evening, Lawrence.
Hello, Clive. Good evening.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening. Now, I was just saying, what I don't want to do is steal your thunder. So tell me about what the Nightingale is doing to help the fight of coronavirus.
Well, I'm really pleased. It's taken some months to arrange it. We muted the idea back in January, and I put a post out earlier on to say that now things have been confirmed. We're actually going to be opening a vaccine. We're working with the NHS, mm-hmm. and the Nightingale Club will have a pop-up vaccination centre at the Nightingale Club next Saturday, mm-hmm. From 2 o'clock onwards. So right in the heart of the gay village in Birmingham, and I'm really, really pleased and thoroughly delighted that we're going to be, you know, targeting our own community in this way.
Now, you say it's Saturday week, but is that the only day that you're doing this, or is this going to be a recurring thing?
It all depends on the success of it. If it's successful and there's a sufficient take-up, which I'm sincerely hoping there will be, then it could potentially be weekly. Obviously, it's a big resource, so if there is very little or no take-up, which I can't foresee, then it would be pointless continuing with. Mm. But if it is successful, then colleagues and I have discussed it, and it will become a regular thing until sufficient amounts of people have been vaccinated.
Now, you say it's taken some months to set up. What was the delay? Why did it take time?
But the honest answer is, I think the NHS were overwhelmed, and I put out an offer in January to say, please come and actually use the Nightingale Club itself as a facility whilst we were closed. Mm-hmm. Just in an attempt to reach out and target our own community and assist the vaccination rollout, because I'm a personal believer that as many of us as possible have the vaccination, then society can move around more freely. Now, I know there are varying views and opposing views, and there's a little bit of conflict around the whole notion of a passport, for example, to get into nightclubs, mm-hmm. given the fact that the vaccination rollout has been voluntary. But given the risk that younger people potentially pose to the older generation, and the risk that we pose to one another and society, I think there's enough data now to demonstrate that we are dealing with a very deadly virus that's ruthless and uncompromising. And actually, the sensibility for me is that the more of us are vaccinated, then the safer a society that we are. And if I can encourage younger people to come to the nightclub, and all of those people that use the gay district to come and have their vaccination, then that's something that I would really positively encourage.
I agree. I mean, on my drive time programmes, I've done a number of vaccine Q&A sessions with the clinical commissioning group here in the Black Country. And the overriding message that's come out of that it's so, so important to get this jab. People are all happy to go on to a hot country or a tropical country on holiday for 2 or 3 weeks, and we think nothing about having, you know, cholera jabs or TB jabs and things like that, because very often that's a condition of entry in order to arrive at that particular country. But so I don't understand why there is still this reticence around the jab, because if it wasn't safe for us, they really wouldn't give it to us, because, you know, the NHS and the government would get sued hand over fist.
But there's always going to be a conspiracy of one type or another, but I consider my own bubble and look beyond that. I look at my own bubble and I think my own husband is older than me with asthma, mm-hmm. and I'm approaching 50. Within our bubble, we've got our parents who are in their 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And I look at my own staff, my team, my friends, and they, I look at their bubbles, and somewhere along the chain, there are vulnerable people. Most, in most instances, somewhere along somebody's family unit or extended friendship unit, there are vulnerable people. And I think that this is about being selfless and not thinking just about ourselves, but it's actually thinking about protecting other people. That's my own opinion on the matter.
I think that's a sensible view.
It is my own view. Not everybody agrees. I mean, on my own social media platforms earlier, a whole debate has kicked off about the size of vaccine, and that people have got varying opinions about how safe it is or not. And I just don't think that it's sensible to suggest that our own government would put into the public domain something that's highly regulated and tested, that is going to be, risking people's health.
Sure.
Certainly not any more than the COVID virus itself, because that's clearly devastated lives all across the world.
That's right.
And I'm interested in what we can do. And what's brilliant is that this is going to be targeted at the LGBTQ plus community, which I think is probably, I think we're the first nightclub that are going to be doing this. And I know that GAY, closely behind us, I think the next day GAY in London are doing a similar thing. I think they've got two dates set up. Mm-hmm. So it's a great thing to be able to do.
If somebody doesn't identify with being LGBTQ, they can still come to your venue, can't they, and be jabbed?
Oh, completely. It's completely inclusive. You know, we live in such a diverse part of the city in Southside that all are welcome. It's just that it just so happens to be as part of an LGBTQ venue, and we'll be messaging that out to our own community. But of course, like Birmingham Pride and like anything that we do, nobody's excluded, everybody's included.
How well has this been received, Lawrence, by the business community and your own clients and your own colleagues as well?
Very positively. And I think this is, I don't want to make a sweeping statement about what, or generalise about what people from the community or local businesses feel and have expressed. But largely speaking, the ones that I've spoken to so far and that have expressed things on social media, and people that use our venues, mm-hmm. I'm out here tonight in the city and getting a fresh reaction from people straight away. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is great. And actually, there's a few now that will be able to have their second vaccine quicker than they otherwise thought they would, which can only be a good thing.
Absolutely.
So, largely speaking, people are very positive about it.
I mean, I've had both of my vaccines, I've said on the programme before, and you know, everything is fine. Now, is this a drop-in, a walk-in centre principle, Lawrence, or do we have to go through the normal processes to book, do you know?
The beauty of this is you rock up, you turn up, there may be a queue because it's first come, first served basis, mm-hmm. but then we've got all of, an infrastructure in place to allow people to queue safely. We'll be providing sanitizer, face masks, and no, you don't have to book. And the idea is that people can come along, accelerate either their first vaccine or their second. And we want to encourage as many people as possible to get vaccinated. I believe it's very, very important. I think it's going to become increasingly important for all of our society, and I hope it's a great success.
For people who are unfamiliar with the geography of the Gay Village, just remind me where the Nightingale is.
So the Hippodrome is a pretty well-known landmark, which is in the heart of Birmingham city centre, and that is within Southside. And quite a famous road is Hurst Street, mm-hmm. which leads up to the Hippodrome. The Gay Village is situated in and around Hurst Street, so there are quite a lot of gay bars are situated on and off Hurst Street, mm-hmm. and the Nightingale Club is on Kent Street, which is sort of towards the lower end of Hurst Street, so not the Hippodrome end, but towards places like Missing, Sidewalk, and of course the Village. And the centre will be set up and outside the Nightingale Club and ready to go at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Lovely.
It's Saturday the 7th or the 8th. I can't remember. Next Saturday.
Yeah, so yes, tomorrow week. Lovely.
Tomorrow week.
Yes, yep. That's it. Well, you know, well done for taking the initiative, Lawrence, and let's hope we have lots of people queuing up and getting that jab, because, as you say, it really is so important that people do so. Lawrence Barton from the Nightingale and Birmingham Pride, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.